What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Voice Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. Episode 130, Season 7, Episode 6. And thank you for coming back. First thing first, I just want to say Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Hopefully it was a good one. And hopefully you ate really well. But now it's time to get down to business. And y'all already know what happened during this time in Survivor Series War Games prediction. And of course, I got my special guest, got my returning guest, you know, the bro, who do the prediction with me from day one, except for the last one, SummerSlam prediction. He went forth on the Premier Boys podcast, the host of King Talk with Aaron Sands. I got Aaron, King Talk Sands, on the show, and also, she's been on two prediction shows so far. She is the host of Let's Talk About It with Ange. We got Ange back on the show as well. And we're going to talk to them about this Survivor Series War Game prediction and many more. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Aaron Sands, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, it's time for the Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day. And today, quote of the day is, be thankful for life. And what I mean by that is, be thankful for life. No matter what you've been through and everything, always be thankful for life, you know. For Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for my real friend, my brothers. I'm thankful for the opportunity to come out my way. And I thank you for the podcast. It's been growing and helping people in many ways. So no matter what you're going through in life, always be thankful for life. That is today, the Gentleman Facts, Crow of the Day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m., and y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This is your girl, Ange, and you are listening to the Magentman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And y'all already know what time it is. It's time for the Survivor Series War Games prediction episode. And, of course, I got my returning guest. She was with me on the last episode we did prediction with the SummerSlam prediction episode. And she is back on another prediction episode. We got Ange in the building. Ange, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. And welcome back to the show. No.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back. It seems like this is like a repeat occurrence, like two times in a row.
Yeah, yeah. You know, usually, you know, King Took Sands and yeah. Long Live the Chief Mighty Mouse tonight is here, but they're not here again. I don't know what's going on with them, but I'm glad to have you back. And we're going to have this Survivor Series War Game prediction.
Right. It's a lot going on. It's only a few matches on this card. So.
Yeah, five matches. That's interesting. I don't, but due to this recording, we don't know if any more matches will be added in SmackDown. But as of right now, it's only five matches. And but I got one question to ask you before we actually go into the prediction. How do you feel about Survivor Series? Like, do you like the War Games or do you like the traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series matches?
Both. I like the whole. That year, I don't remember what year it was, with like Becky invading each other's brands, and like that whole thing was great too. So that's the part of like the lead up. is always great. For Survivor Series, I like all of that. I even liked it when they brought NXT in.
Oh yeah, after that.
As well. But I don't know about War Games, like. Sad when they took it off of NXT, because as was the NXT staying it forward this past 2 years has been great, and they have been great matches both last year, and I'm pretty sure the ones this year are gonna be really good. And a lot of people in the men's one specifically have not been a War Games match, so I think they said only two people have, and they're both on the same team, so it's very interesting to see how that one works out. But all of them have pretty much experienced, like, hardcore experience, so I don't see. I see it's gonna be great. I think it's gonna be great because everybody in that is just pretty talented. So to do it, it's like really extreme. And so I don't know.
Sure.
What about you?
I know for me, I can say I always liked the Survivor Series. Survivor Series always been probably not my close to my one of my favorite. Premium live events. I was about to say pay-per-view. Premium live events. You know, I used to like the 5-on-5 to be interesting. Of course, some years have been kind of, but I do agree with you. When they brought in NXT, it made it really interesting. I was hoping they would do that again this year. That would have been fire.
Yeah.
And adding War Games to Survivor Series is definitely a good addition.
It looks like a good change.
Yeah, it is a good change. But I do agree. I miss when Morgan was on NXT, though.
I don't know. I just feel like the last few years, like the before they brought Morgan in, it was kind of like a lot of teams were thrown together. There was no, like, understanding why they were thrown together. Sometimes, like the women's one, like I like them, like the fact of them competing to get in a match, or like similar to what they're doing in NXT right now, like with the whole that's Iron Survivor thing, like you have to earn your spot to get in the match. Mm-hmm. The aspect I do like about it is that coexisting aspect, like can we all coexist for the greater goal, like for our brand? That's the part of it that I think I do like. So, oh, look who has joined us.
Yes. Breaking news. We got the king of prediction, who always been on the prediction, except for the last prediction. We got 1/4 of the Premier Way podcast, host of Kito and Aaron Sands. We got Aaron Kito Sands in the building. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on? It's your man's Aaron Sands, and we are back again with the Survivor Series predictions. Let's go get it. What's going on, guys?
Yes. And I had a question out there. I asked them, how do you feel about Survivor Series? Like, do you like the War Games, or do you like 5-versus-5 traditional War Games? I mean, traditional Survivor Series matches.
I'm more of a fan of the War Games method rather than the 5-on-5. I always feel like the 5-on-5 was like wild drawn out after a while. Like, it takes up mad show. And I know people will be like, oh, well, War Games is kind of like the similar thing. But I'm like, yeah, but it's War Games, though. Two rings, one cage. Like, come on. So, I don't know. I'm more of a fan of, like, War Games than Bragging Rights. Unless if the Bragging Rights actually, like, go to something. Like how it used to be back when the brand split actually meant something.
Yeah, facts. But there you go. But now it's time for the prediction, and we only got five matches on this card. So if we go start with the first match, and we got the women War Games match. All right, so we got Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Shazi, and Becky Lynch versus Damage Control without Dakota Kai. No Asuka, Sakari Sane, Bailey, and Io Sky. We're gonna start with.
I know you went to say Shira so bad. I know you were thinking it. I'm a little.
We're gonna start with Ange, Sands, and myself.
I know Sands is going to probably change my mind halfway through this, but so I'm going to go with Team Bianca. This is why. I think what I think is going to happen is that Becky Bailey is going to get pinned and Damage Control is going to turn on her, because we already took glimpses of it on Friday of them like kind of like twisting it, making her think. You know, the if you've even seen like some of the SmackDown Lowdown, it was like right after they formed, there was like them talking and like talking blah blah blah, and then Bailey kind of came in like kind of like, oh, like the fourth or fifth wheel, I guess, and they were like talking to Japanese. It was kind of similar to what happened on SmackDown, and like, oh, they was all like friendly to her but kind of like side eyeing her, and Bailey was like leaving out, and then when they only left out followed behind Bailey when Dakota told them to go. So I feel like Dakota's the one that's like, you know, in charge, like low key. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's gonna do like a whole overthrowing Bailey thing and take over, but I just know I feel like Dakota can't be trusted, like, because like Dakota is known for turning on friends.
That's a fact.
Like,
that's a fact.
Do we not know this? Have we not seen War Games? Like, that's like
oh,
the
oh,
most.
Yeah, oh yeah,
her the and,
her and
Miss Tegan, video
of her turning
on Tegan Knox.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so I think that either is gonna be like a dominant and like Damage. Like, the only way I see Damage Control winning is if somehow they take out somebody, which before, and or something like that, like. They take out Shotzi or Charlotte or somebody, you know, like somebody random, like Charlotte or Bianca, or maybe Charlotte or Bianca, something like that. That's the only way I see them winning. But I really think Bailey's going to be the weakest link, and they're going to do that. And maybe, I don't want to get my hopes up with this in the future. Maybe Sasha might come back. I don't know when, because she had a video she posted about coming home and going back into wrestling and all this stuff. I don't know if that means Stardom or New Japan or if that means WWE. But like Bailey gets beat up and Charlotte and Becky comes back to save her from getting beat up, and Bianca's just like looking at them like, "What are you doing?" like what? They're not understanding why they're doing that. Because they're, you know, they're like the four friends that kind of started this whole revolution thing. Like, to where we are right now. When they, I don't say they started, but like, kind of pushed it forward some more than where it was beginning. So, I'm going to go for Team Bianca right now. That's where my grind is right now, but something Friday might change it.
All right, Sans, what you got? What you got for this?
I'm sorry, I'm about to go with Damage Control. Going with Damage Control. Here's why. Think about it like this, right? If we're talking about this turn, which like everybody has in mind that this is going to happen, you know, everybody knows sooner or later there's going to be some swerves, and I feel like with Survivor Series it's going to be like a lot of swerves. Yeah. Going to happen, you know, because there's a lot of storylines and there's like a lot of main storylines and like sub storylines in play, especially with like a lot of returns that may or may not be happening. So you look at it in terms for Damage Control, if you're going to try to make that swerve to have, you know, EO, Asuka, and Kairi be like the main faces of Damage Control, the last thing you want to do is to have them get pinned by like a Shotzi or like a Becky, because that kind of slows the sales on that a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't think they were going to get pinned.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't think none of them will get pinned. I think Bailey might get pinned. That's the
I
only way.
See, that may be a possibility for the most.
That's the only way they're losing, is if Bailey gets pinned.
It's much for Damage Control.
Nobody else is pinning.
If I had to come into this, I agree with Andrew this one. I'm going with Bianca and them winning, because I do think Bailey is gonna get kicked out of Damage Control, and I do think Bailey go get the pin. After the pin, they go kick out after the match. And then Bailey go away for a while, and she'll come back to try to get EO's title in the future.
If that does play out and, you know, Bailey does come back, you think she still comes back as a hugger?
That goes away.
I'm not sure about the hugger, but I do think she could be a face. I do think she'll be a face. I don't think, I'm not sure about the hugger. And she be the hugger, yo. I'm gonna be my old snap. I'm gonna be on snap. It's been 4 years, son. It's been almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Since she was a fan. Yeah.
One thing I would say about that, the whole Bayley come back as a baby face thing, if you follow any down with live events and stuff, they said, you know, Bayley, what she does on TV and stuff, even a lot of it, she like rips up people posters and she won't take pictures of people and stuff like that. She was literally like, they said that during the weekend one or something like that, she was starting to show like baby face tendencies, like keeping posters and taking pictures.
Yeah.
So like, cause you know how she made Kyrie stop taking a picture the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a post or something like that. It said it was like a post on like how Bayley stopped Kyrie from taking a picture or like, you know, with a fan. And so I was like, the fact that somebody was like, oh, Bayley's being a baby face. Somebody was like, Bayley's being a baby face. What's up with this? So I'm like, maybe this is, she's just trying to play with us. But I don't know. I do like the whole her coming back too. Like her going away and then coming back.
Yeah. So that way, so, you know, give us time to repackage, you know, stuff like that. But I could agree with Sans as well of Damage Control winning. And my only reason I say Damage Control winning is a rumor of somebody else joining that faction.
I heard that too.
Yeah, somebody joining that faction. Well, you know, with Asuka, from Japan, and Io and them. So if they do that by Survivor Series, then maybe that could happen. But I don't think so. But I don't think that could happen yet. I think that could happen.
I don't know about. Yeah. Our friend coming. If our friend comes, she's not gonna come soon. She still has like a bunch of. Well, you know what? I can't say that because Carl Anderson had title, and he had that title up until Wrestle Kingdom. So if she comes, if the girl, the person you talk about, is coming, she's not gonna come on an NXT contract. She's gonna come on a right to WWE. Like main roster contract, because NXT contract, I'm pretty sure that New Japan or Stardom or whatever is gonna match that.
Yeah, I agree. But also,
if whoever this person, that person is gonna definitely come to main roster.
Yeah, but hold on, Sandy, you about to say something?
Unless they come up from NXT and go over and then come to the league, and then go from there as a surprise entrant. You know what I'm saying? Because they, here's the thing: you never, like, granted, the people that's in War Games are usually set in War Games. Right. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, this may sound crazy. What if you have an NXT come up, like a Xia Li, that may come up as a surprise member? Remember, you just seen how they had their little back.
Xia Li's not NXT.
Becky Lynch and,
No. Xia Li's is a war, but she just came
She's
back.
She's a Raw superstar. She just went there for a match.
Yeah.
True, but let's be real. Like, when, like, based off what we've been seeing, has the draft really mattered?
Yeah, like, right. Let's be real. Yeah, you're.
I
like the draft this past year, but how they did that, but with the trade and the people being able to go back and forth between like different, like to NXT and stuff when they're free agents, I liked that. But I don't know. It felt like a real trade, real draft this year.
But I do agree with you said also, Ed, about Sasha. Who is a possible that she could come back? Possible. I'm not saying 100% possible. Yeah, because it barely become face and stuff like that. And she needs somebody to team up to get Damage Control, well, the new Damage Control. That would be a perfect way to bring Sasha back. If she decides to come back. Not to, you know, but that's just a little thing that you got to be thinking about. But me and said team, Baby Bianca, Sam said Damage Control. Yeah. And let's move on. Alright, the next match that we got is Carlito versus Santos Escobar. Who you have to get in this?
First off, let's give a special notice, special shout out to Zelina, who's been acting her butt off.
Nah, facts.
Facts. Back now. Like, that is my girl. I absolutely love Zelina. She has had some of this best baby face run.
Me too, yeah, I agree, yeah.
Right now, and, you know, yeah, her and Mia need to not talk to Bianca no more because they get beat up in the backstage. Don't talk to Bianca. Apparently, they'll be friends with Bianca. You get beat up. But she has had some of the best run. But I feel like this is pretty obvious. It has to be Santos. I don't really see. I feel like for him to definitely legitimize his whole babyface run. Let's be real. He just beat up both of his team members, like by himself. His old team members. And there's some rumors. Some boys from NXT are gonna come up and join make a new faction with him. Which somebody actually pointed out that what's his name? Humberto and what's his name? What's my boyfriend's name?
Angel Garza.
Yeah, Angel Garza. Their uncle, I think, was on the original.
Oh yeah.
LWO. Oh, right. And like they could have beef for Ray, but like, hey, you didn't consider us. You know, even though my dad wasn't part of the, you know, my uncle, whatever, was part of the first one. And I was like, oh my gosh, he was. And I was like, that name, that's why I kept hearing that name, the Garza name. I was like, that name is very familiar.
And
I heard that it was like, oh, somebody kind of threw like a picture with Elektra and Lola Vice on it too. But you know, him and Elektra have very big history in NXT together. Yeah. And then Lola's been hanging out with Elektra on NXT. So
yeah,
I definitely think Santos needs to like get some kind of momentum continuing. So I think Carlito could take a loss. Like, he's like a legend in itself, so he's never gonna look bad. So I think he'll be fine with a loss, but I think he'll put up a good fight because Carlito looks amazing, by the way. And he has an age today, which is insane. But yeah, definitely Santos. A very decisive victory.
All right, Sans, what you got?
I'm going to have to agree here. I'm going with Santos on this one. Like I said before, with damage control, like if you want to legitimize these new heels, you got to have them winning some matches. And in some cases, you might have to win them in a dominant fashion, whether it be by group or by himself. Like I've seen, like you said before, you've seen... What was it? Escobar beat up both of his, beat up like two thirds of the LWO by himself.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? What were you going to do with Carlito? And I'm of the mindset that Carlito came back just for him to eat pins. You know what I'm saying? I don't see him coming across.
I mean, pins. He's in that match. He came back. He did pin the Profits when he came back. I mean,
okay. One. What else?
I mean,
that's probably the only one he had.
I mean, Carlito didn't have that many matches since he came back yet.
Though. He had heavy matches like that. He only had one, and it was Bobby last year.
That's true.
So that could be a thing. But let's be real though. If we're staying on cold with this one, I don't see the likelihood, unless if you have like a returning Ray as a distraction.
I would think it's the same thing. Right. Yeah.
We're calling it the W. But outside of that, if you're really trying to build Santos up as one of your top heels, you definitely gotta get this W. So I'm going with Santos on that one.
Well, I agree with both of y'all. Santos definitely need to win this. He just turned heel. He can't lose, right? He can't lose yet. And on top of that, Angel and Humberto.
Humberto Ferry.
Yeah, they might make their presence known. Doing the Saturday match. So, yeah, I'm going with Santos on this one. Yeah, and there you go. All right, next we got The Miz versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship.
I want the Miz to win so bad. I never thought I would say this. But I don't know. I don't see him winning now. I feel like he could, like later on, maybe, but I feel like there's a lot of, and I hate to use the whole, he left him laying because so he's going to lose thing because it's been done. When people have not been laying and they won, so haven't been laying and they still lost. So I don't think I'm just gonna get think that Gunther's gonna. I honestly think Gunther's gonna be champion until WrestleMania. That's just me. I don't see him losing anytime soon, so I'm definitely gonna have to go with Gunther here. So, yeah.
All right, Sam. What about you?
All right. So remember back when, maybe like last year or the past couple of years, when we've been doing these predictions and we were talking about never bet against the bloodline by any means.
Yeah.
I'm at the point to do the same thing with Gunther, like honestly, because I don't see his like trajectory really slowing down at any point in time. I mean, granted, I always wanted to see one of my favorite things in like Miz's career was like that never ending Intercontinental Championship run that he had on SmackDown Live.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you know that was brought that that famous promo of his with made Daniel Bryan walk off talking smack.
My favorite too.
You know, and honestly, like to be fair,
so much more.
I was looking at like a lot of old. I had a bit of time off this week, so I was looking at some like old WWE, and I caught glimpses of like Owen Hart, and he kind of like Miz's moveset kind of reminds me of his to an extent. So I can see like the parallels and everything like that, but Gunther's been on an amazing run this past year and change. I could see him like really going, not only going to WrestleMania, but going to WrestleMania because he won the Rumble in January, and now he's trying to do the whole Hogan Ultimate Warrior thing where, you know, it's title for title or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that, but I can't see the Miz doing that, so yeah. Gunther's going to probably steamroll real quick. Miz might give him a pretty good fight for like maybe like 5 to 8 minutes. But it's probably going to be like about maybe like a 14, 15 minute match.
You're going to stop underestimating the Miz though. Miz going to be going to put up a reel. He's going to be putting out all the moves that he did in that little fatal four way. Showing that all of a sudden he a high flyer and stuff. Like, where does this come from?
He be watching the network, man. I'm telling you.
I was just saying, like, you know, Miz got some moves in there. Y'all be trying to he just been a heel his whole life.
No, that's a fact. Most of his life he had been a heel, except for that one time he was a baby face. Everybody, a lot of people didn't like it. But a lot of people like this baby face Miz though. I like this baby face Miz too.
It was organic.
He's fighting for something. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not just fighting for like notoriety. Like, he's actually fighting for, you know, to be one of the greatest, if not the champion.
Yeah, and believe it or not, Miz at this point, he getting up there now. He basically on getting up there to Hall of Fame status now.
You know, age don't mean
believe it or not,
in the 50s.
You know what shocks me about that is that he's a 2-time Grand Slam champion.
Yeah.
That stat never like that always will like shock me when it comes down to him.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to put out. I had to do my year. He's not in the card this year.
Oh man, he's not.
Dang, man,
my heart is broken by that.
Yeah, me too. But to this match, I do want Miz to win, though. I do want Miz to win. Do I think it's gonna happen? I don't think it's gonna happen. But my question is, who gonna be Gunther though? That's the thing. Who gonna be
Gunther?
Probably right. Seth.
You think Seth? I mean, that's impossible.
I mean, who else? Like, let's be real. Like,
he's either. Now, there's some rumors about Jay going for the Intercontinental Championship. Which I don't want, partially because I want Jay versus Jimmy at Mania.
Yes.
Well, but who knows? Maybe Jay might get the title and it could be Jay versus Jimmy at Mania for the IC title.
Maybe.
That could happen.
I don't know.
But should I really think Jay going to end up taking the belt off Gunther, though?
No, I was just saying that because something I saw online.
Oh.
I don't really think that. I honestly think that Seth is a better option. Cody, but Cody has to finish the story. So.
Seth, it ain't going to be cool.
Hurry up with that shit. I've been waiting for like about a year.
I've been waiting for since like.
Yeah.
He got here. I've been like, come on, Seth, when we finish the story.
But it is a rumor going around that Gunther's supposed to win the Royal Rumble in January.
Yeah, I heard that rumor too.
So I don't know. So maybe, who knows? If Miz does win, son, that would be probably the shockers of the night. So, but I'm gonna be safe and say Gunther for this prediction. If I'm wrong, I'll be like, dang. But because we have made some mistakes before. Trust me, we have made some mistakes before. But yeah, all of us said Gunther. Yeah. All right, the next match we got is Rhea Ripley versus Zoe Stark for the Women's World Championship.
I think it'll be a great match, by the way, because people came, mind you, Zoe's mic skills have gotten a lot better. Yeah. Because when she first became a heel, I was like, I just want her to stop talking. I couldn't feed into it. But since she's been on Raw, and even when she was with Trish, and then like after she like dropped Trish, and she's been doing it like the thing with Shayna and by herself, she's definitely coming to own, and I think it's a really good match, but I can't bet against Rhea Ripley. I don't see nobody beating her right now. My person, I'm gonna tell you who I think is gonna beat her. I think it's gonna be Liv Morgan.
Oh, whoa.
Upset Queen.
Oh, okay.
You know, because she beat Ronda. That's my person. She's gonna come back at Royal Rumble. She's gonna win
she
it.
Beat Ronda for, well, yeah, she did beat Ronda for the title, bro.
She did beat
Ronda. She did. And you know,
who wrote that?
The only reason why that she didn't get that match at Mania is because she got lost to Ripley in the Rumble.
I think
she should get her comeuppance and challenge Rhea for the cup. Anybody could beat her.
I
wouldn't put it past her. I can't dig anybody else right now. Or Becky. That's my other person. It's either her or Becky. You wanted to. But I'd rather live win the Rumble versus her. Her, Becky, or Bailey, but that's my three people. That's like my top ones right now. But that's what everybody say. Like everybody, I've been asking, like, who you think Rhea's gonna be? Gonna be Rhea? Besides Becky, it's been like Liv. Because Raquel had her chance a couple times. So, but definitely Rhea. I don't know. I don't see another outcome.
Sam, what you got for this match?
All right, it's gonna be a hot take, but it's my take. I'm just gonna go with that. I'm gonna say Zoe Stark.
Oh, really?
Yep. Let's say explain. All right, so there was some good points brought up on Raw last Monday, and basically Zoe brought up a pretty good point. But everything that's going on with Judgment Day right now, especially with them trying to trust Drew, Judgment Day going into War Games, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to make sure all the team is like actually the team, you know what I'm saying? Worrying about what Damian Priest is gonna do. You got all of these, you know, moving pieces going on with the team. You're not even realizing, wait a minute, you got a whole title match against somebody that's kind of like, you know, getting ready to come up. You feel me? So your eye may, you know what I'm saying? It may be taking off the ball real quick, and I ain't gonna hold you, right? Yeah. I'm predicting a really bad night for Judgment Day, right? And I'll explain later. But
okay, we want to get to that. We got to that soon.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I'm predicting a really bad night, which may lead to, like I said, a lot of swerves. This being one of them. Don't be surprised, and I'm telling you this right now. Don't be surprised if Zoe Stark pull a fast one and get the title. Now, albeit like Rhea might get the rematch later on down the line, and then, you know, on a random episode of Raw on the main event,
yeah,
that might switch back. But for shock value, Zoe Stark for the W. I'm telling you, watch out for that.
I think it's 3 weeks or so, for a few weeks for Judgment Day. Just because Dom has to probably gonna defend the title in a few weeks, but I agree with that. But that's good. That's a good explanation.
I can hold you, Sam. That was good. That was good, Sam. That was good. That was good. I do agree that this might be a good match. As much as I want to agree with you, Sam, I don't think that we're going to lose the title yet, though. I don't think she'll lose the title. I do think Becky definitely gonna be the one to beat her at Mania. But and say Liv, I didn't think about Liv. So now you got me thinking about Liv now. Now you got me thinking, because her and Rhea were the final two in the Rumble last year. And you know. So ain't gonna Liv will be an interesting choice though, I ain't gonna lie. But I think Rhea gonna win. And yeah. We're gonna carry on. I feel like Nia Jax is gonna interfere though on behalf of Story.
It's possible. Cause I know they Nia Jax and Rhea got like some unfinished business too. Yeah. That's a whole nother can of beans.
Yeah, that's a fact. And now we got the final match. The final match. We got the men's War Games.
War Games.
There you go. So we got The Judgment Day, Damian Priest, Finn Balor, J.D. Madama, Dirty Dom, and Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, Seth freaking Rollins, Sami Zayn, and a returning Randy Orton.
So who will go first? I agree. I think that Judge is going to be a very, very long night for Judgment Day. Like we said, like I did agree that Rhea's going to win, but I think that something's going to happen with like Nia or some kind of somebody's going to do something during that match. I do think that, you know, because he's always a scapegoat, JD, and I think he's gonna get pinned by Rick.
Yeah.
And then Rick's gonna match. There's like a, hey, I didn't forget about what you did to me. So that's like my overall thing.
Hold on, repeat that.
So basically what I think Randy's gonna win. Okay. You know, by somebody said had this really funny one that said that JD's gonna jump off the top or something and try to hit Cody or something, and he's gonna do a whole Evan Bourne. You know, like Evan Bourne's old RKO, that famous RKO.
Oh, I'm watching that movie today. That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
RKO. I either love that one or Seth's RKO was my two favorites.
Oh yeah, I'm about to Seth one too.
So he's gonna get like an Evan Bourne RKO'd off the top rope by Randy and going for he's gonna beat them. He's gonna win for the team, and then he's gonna like they're gonna be celebrating, and then out of nowhere, of course, because it's Randy, he's gonna RKO Jay. And Cody's just like looking like what's going on, like like just standing there like confused, like he just like in the middle, of course,
like why is this going on, this should be peace, like no,
like we're supposed to be getting along, you know. So of course it's like a shot, like hey, I know what you did to me, I remember what you did to me, like why,
oh yeah.
They took him out.
That's a fact. So
if you saw that little clip at the end of Raw of Jay's face when he found out
yeah,
it was Randy.
It was like, really, nigga?
Yeah.
Like, really, all people? The one nigga I took out. I'm sorry, my language. Check out.
Yeah. I forgot to mention
at the beginning
of the show.
He in trouble. Sorry. Oh my gosh. But he really got like, he was really looking at him like, dang, like, I gotta go with him.
Oh,
like the whole time. So yeah, I think that's what it's gonna be. So if he don't get him on Saturday, he gonna get him on Monday.
He'll get him on Monday. Yeah.
Well, that's for sure.
If he don't get him Saturday, he gonna get him Monday.
Yeah. Alright, Sam, what you got, Sam?
Alright, so short answer is definitely going to be Cody, Sammy, basically all the members that are, I'm not going to name everybody, it's all the members that are not in the Judgment Day.
Okay, right?
That's not named Drew McIntyre either. So, basically, it's weird, like, because Jay coming back into the fold at Raw is like you going back to school thinking you was gonna transfer. So you do a whole lot of fuck shit. I'm sorry. You do
you can curse. So don't say the N-word.
Okay. You do a whole lot of fuck shit during on the last day, think you're gonna transfer, and like a day before, you find out, oh, you ain't transferring. We staying right here. You going back to your old school. Now you got to go back to your old school and face all the people you pranked. Jay's in that type of situation right now.
Yo, he been in that situation for a minute. KO, Sammy, Drew.
Yo, Kara went to hold the brand.
He got his get back. He almost got his get back before he was concluded in that trade. But Drew definitely got that get back for him though, especially after Monday.
No, it's fact. Oh, your Seps too was everything. Another one.
Yeah, bro.
And Randy, now Randy definitely, Randy too. Watch.
It's a lot. And it's going to be tough to really, like, you know, put all that together. However, I think they will during the match. It's right. Just that after that.
Yeah,
it's
going to get a little shit. Yeah.
And then on top of that,
I'm going to hold you though. Drew's promo was like legit, like made sense.
It did.
Like everything he said made sense. Like even though he's like low key, like he's like, I haven't changed. Like everything I said was true. Like the only thing that was kind of like, I think my co kind of mentioned it, was like the whole like he never apologized for anything. I'm like, come on now. He probably didn't apologize to you, but he apologized to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So. Maybe he didn't give you the apology you wanted, but he did apologize for his wrongdoings and things he did. So that was the only lie he really said. Everything else he said was true. Like he was like, "Oh, you never looked at me in my face when you attacked me and stuff." And everything happened because of your family, and you ruined things for my family. So like, all that made sense. But I was just like, "Drew, did you really have to do all that?" Like just you know. But I get it. Could attack him after he won.
Yeah, you know? Nah, here's the thing. I
understand the meaning for it.
Yeah, like you took the biggest W he could have had in his whole career. Yeah. You know, the W that he was waiting for honestly since 2020.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You really took that. And I'm like, bro, like for real? Like you think I'm not gonna pull up on you?
That from him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You think not gonna pull up? Like what you thought?
Well, pull up over there on SmackDown then. Get all of them niggas. Oh, sorry. People too.
This
is around the time people were
taking.
This is your fault.
Oh, shoot. Oh, God.
Nah, but back then, they were doing all that. That's when people were taking the brand split serious. Not everybody going willy nilly. You know what I'm saying? Cody on SmackDown.
Going back and forth.
Yeah.
Nick Aldis was just at SmackDown. Yeah, wrong.
But to be fair, you know, every time we're in the brand split for Survivor Series, you know, they always switch players anyway, so that's normal.
Yeah, but that's gonna be the thing. Like he gonna want to get his get back. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
He's gonna get his get back. Randy coming back, so you know he gonna get his get back.
He definitely gonna get his get back.
You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be a thing. And there's another Archer story that a lot of people are looking over. Conveniently, there's a champion in that War Games, and there's a Money in the Bank briefcase in there as well.
Oh yeah,
yes. Oh my god,
and Seth hasn't been 100% since fucking Backlash.
Oh yeah, dang. Now,
oh my gosh,
yo, Sam, thank you for that. Look, I forgot all about that.
People conveniently forgot there's a whole Money in the Bank scenario that could honestly take place during War Games.
After the war game, yeah, she Louise.
So,
now you just made my whole thing. I'm about to say completely out of rack now.
That's what I'm saying. So, don't get me wrong, Cody's team might get the W for War Games, but there might be some other things. Like I said, there might be some other. All right, you know how like WWE sometimes have like an extra 15 minutes,
yeah,
after the end of the main event,
yeah,
to tell something,
yeah.
Expect that 15 to 20 minute mark to come around there. There's a lot of story left to tell.
It is.
Especially since they only got five matches currently. Yeah, like matches, they're really gonna make that men's one really long, and like legitimately have this angle going on. Obviously, I'm pretty sure that the women's one is probably gonna start I did, like it's probably his third, and then after that, like that's why I'm like iffy on, like, that's why I said okay, they might attack Bayley on Monday or something. I might give her like a stare or something if Damage Control wins, because that's why I was like iffy on the end. But I do think, like, that's why I said Bayley's gonna get the pin. Maybe Fitz is gonna start winning. But I feel like the heels can make everybody angry. I agree with that whole thing with the heels, because, like, they can make them angry at the end, and, like, maybe, like, as they're leaving, like, they're leaving out, like, the, what's it going to leave out? And they come in and, like, attack Steph and, like, you know, try to cash in or whatever. So anything could happen, honestly. All
right. So what I think going to happen is, I agree with y'all. I do think the, you know, Team Cody, Roll! Jey Uso, Randy, and I'm going to win. I do think they're gonna win. But I do agree with Sands as well. Judgment Day gonna have a bad night. I think, cause now since you mentioned about Priest having the briefcase, now I gotta switch up my thing now, cause many things could happen. One thing, Cody and them could win. Randy, RKOJ, and down the line, Randy, RKO, Cody setting up their feud. Randy
turned heel. Gotta get it now, like a grown up, a big, you know, they both grown up, but you know, be like more approved and more seasoned Cody.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
yeah.
I think that would be great.
Yeah, I gotta say, there's nothing more dangerous than a heel Randy.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
I seen
one of my favorite things. But the crazy thing about Randy is Randy can play either one.
Yeah.
So, like, because everybody just loves Randy no matter what, whether he's a heel or a babyface. So, it's like, you're either going to really, like, you're going to hate, you just either hate to love him or you just love him because he's Randy. Like, he can do no wrong.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, granted, it is Randy. But, I mean, I ain't going to hold you. Like, 2009 heel Randy was a different animal.
Yeah, right. It was.
Oh, boy.
That
been on his side back there.
It would not have been
on his bad side back there.
Not me either. But here's my other two scenarios. Another scenario that could happen, Sands has mentioned this one. You know, Cody and them team could win, Seth standing up, Priest could cash in and win. I didn't think about that, but that could happen now too.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The man been talking about, I'm the leader of the Judgment Day. Leader. He gonna find a way to prove that.
Yep. And here's my last one. Now that you just mentioned it, this is my last one. This is my main one. You know, the babyface gonna win, and they turn on Priest.
Yeah, because he said he was the leader, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My only thing. Yeah, but my only thing that might not happen is the fact that they do taxi champions. So that one might be out the bag for now. Unless they lose due to this recording on SmackDown, because they're going to get 3 profits on SmackDown. So, yeah.
So, question about that.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're in the process of splitting the titles?
I really hope so. They need to split the titles at this point.
Because they did see them, like, when they was talking about it on Raw.
Yeah.
They said that, you know, he's with us talk in the room. So I personally think that I wish they would have, like, said they were splitting it before they had won that match.
Yeah.
Because I could have saw the Street Profits winning on Friday. I can still honestly, realistically, I can see there being some kind of interference. And them still winning on Friday.
I think.
Then, like, that'd be one reason to blame Priest, and then another reason to be blame Priest is if they lose. There's so many factors. Like, there's so many, like, intertwining different things that can happen between, like, Friday it's Saturday, and after Saturday, there's so many storylines on all these matches. Like, it's crazy.
That's a fact. And the thing,
and people is, always try to come to WWE. I said, WWE, when they do is a story.
Yeah, and the thing is,
when they got a good story, they're gonna tell it.
Yeah, And the thing is, both war games, a team is thinking about turning on somebody. Both of them can't happen the same night.
Yeah.
Both of them can't happen the same night, now that I think about it.
No, it can't happen tonight. I don't know why my picture was originally that.
I think the damage control one definitely might happen though. I don't think the judgment day is gonna happen.
No, because it's too soon. Like, unless they like drop the titles or something on Friday. Yeah, no. I don't see them nobody turning on anybody then. The only thing I could see is like maybe like Randy turning on Jay or something.
Yeah, but
it's Randy.
You had to Ben see that one coming.
Yeah, Randy and Cody. Randy turn on Jay or Randy could turn on Cody or Randy turn on
Cody. Like Cody one would be out of left field, but the Jay one would be like obvious. But yeah, I definitely could see them, definitely the damage control one happening.
Yeah, it's possible because maybe Randy could be mad that Cody team up with Jay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you hanging with him when he took me off the game for a minute?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah. But yeah, but we all going with the baby face on this one. And I'm looking forward for war games and stuff like that. But exactly. Before we go, I got three questions to ask y'all. Alright. So first, how y'all feel about Impact? Let me change that. How y'all feel about TNA coming back in 2024?
Andrew, you want to take this one?
Well, I already told, I'm a big Impact TNA fan, so I'm kind of hype about it. It's just kind of like going back to the roots where, you know, everything kind of started. But I think they got some of the best just all around wrestlers, like tag teams, women's wrestlers especially. I always said, like, you could stack them up with pretty much any company, like the women's division, and they would probably compete. They compete. I always said they compete with like NXT back in the day. Like, they could compete with NXT's and WWE's roster. I don't like to put AEW in there because their roster still, like, to me, is not cannot compete with like the Joshi wrestlers or WWE wrestlers at all.
Yeah.
So I would say, because like Stardom, those girls,
that's like
they're a whole nother level.
That's like the standard for like women's wrestling at this point.
Right. So, and if you know, I'm pretty sure that the person everybody was talking about coming is Julia, because that's the only one that's been in the news coming. So she had a match with Deonna, Giselle, and I think, who's the other person? Momo Kogo from Stardom. And they put on a show. Like, Deonna, anyway, that's like the worst. That was like the biggest miss from WWE. Let me say that.
Yeah, I remember seeing a match with Deonna at a live event or something.
But yeah, like, so I definitely think that that's a good thing for them. It's definitely bringing back like where they all began. So I don't know, but what do you think, Sam?
My bad for going earlier. So basically, like, I always, and at first, and Ken knows more than anybody, I usually give like Impact so much slack for being like mid as possible. But for like the past 2 years, they've been really like stepping it up a lot more. I've been noticing a lot from them, and I can honestly say like they have like the most well balanced, not only roster, but show out of the whole 7 day wrestling lineup that we go through. One biggest knock I will always have on them until this changes is their distribution. They need to find a better TV deal for the love
of access. I agree. I can't even
watch them like I want to anymore.
I think one thing is, that's the big reason I don't watch Impact is because of up the station. And like, I don't got access to TV at the moment, so I can't really watch Impact. And I don't want to watch it on no wrestling sites because they'd be messing up a lot.
They definitely need one, because that's really the thing. If anybody needed that CW deal, it would have been Impact. NWA don't need it. Yeah. Sure as hell NXT don't need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of. No. You want to use that? Come on, right after Lauren.
Outdid AEW. Mind you, they did have big people on there, but I still think they would have outdid AEW. That's just me.
Wait,
you talking about
Impact?
Oh, I'm talking about AEW, that episode where they was on NXT.
Oh, NXT. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why y'all try to take the night?
We're going to talk about that too in a minute, but how I feel about Impact? Yo, Impact been killing it. I'm not going to hold you. The roster is dope. The women's division stay being dope. Like everything about Impact, they step out their game heavy. And I do like Impact. I just wish I could watch it more. I do agree that they need a better TV deal, though. So I do agree. Maybe they do need CW still more than NXT. I think either way, both of them getting will be pretty good though. NWA, well,
yeah. Yeah, their wrestlers go by their whole name, first and last. I'm good.
You said their wrestlers what?
Their wrestlers go by their whole full name, first and last.
Right.
Coming to the ring, Robert Covington.
I mean, they got some good wrestlers on there, but it's just like a step up to get to somewhere else.
Yeah.
Renegades, all these people. The Renegades, they was on there for a minute, won the titles and everything, and then they went over. So, I mean, they got some wrestlers, some young ones that's in there now. So, I mean, I watch it here and there, but I try to watch it.
Yeah, I watch it. I used to watch it a lot at one point.
Yeah, I did too, because YouTube is easier to reach it. They have YouTube. They isn't on YouTube.
Yeah.
Easier to watch.
On YouTube. Yeah. But now it's on the CW app now. So I mean, you watch it on the app, but not on the actual station.
Right. So it's crazy.
Yeah. So my next question is, how do y'all feel about the current day of AEW?
Sands, you want to take this one first?
I got you.
Take this one, Sands.
I'm trying to understand the AEW hate, right, from fans. But I'm trying to get to that point, but it's something I'm going to tackle at another date. It's fluid for me, because like there be some days where, like, I know, like, for the matches that they put on, right, at least for like the people that they put together for it. You could at least put together a good story. I feel like Tony's kind of running it like a, I don't want to say like a Eastern, like a Japanese promotion where you're trying to put together like a fire card, but with no story, you know? And I think that's what kind of is happening here. Like, I heard they recently, they're putting together the Continental Classic for Triple Crown.
And I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk, but I'm gonna put you through. When I do mine, I'm gonna tell you about who's in it, because I don't know if you saw like who's in it.
Yeah, I saw the grouping, and at this point, is it gonna come down to either Swerve and Brian at the finals? You know what I'm saying? If they're not in the same,
I think they do. They're not the same again. Or Brian and Moxley, either one. I was thinking. That's an interesting way for them to have. I don't know. I have my things. Like, my thing is, like, the whole, I feel like WWE now is kind of just doing their own thing. They're not really paying. Like, they know the AEW's there, and they're aware of it. But they're kind of just doing their thing, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have a hate for it, because I still watch it. I still, like, love people that's there. I love the match. Some of the matches are really killer, like you say, right? My two things are the jabs, right? Like, it kind of dies down after a while, after they first started. Like, when they first started, the jabs were ridiculous. Like, it was just nonsense to me. Like, and then, like, but, like, why the, like, you know, I'm pretty sure Tony Khan follows what WWE's doing. You knew that he had some Survivor Series was the same day. Why in the hell would you do that to your
Oh my god.
Put two of your shows the same time as one of the hugest shows for WWE. I understand if NWA was having a pay-per-view or Impact was having a pay-per-view, but WWE, really? You really, you can't. Did you see what happened when they went against them last time?
They got tried to go to SmackDown? They got cooked.
That's what's going to happen on Saturday.
And that's the crazy part. Honestly, when I first saw that on social media, I was like, bro, this is a rumor. Ain't no way.
And then they announced it tonight.
I'm like, bro, ain't no fucking way you going to put Collision. Your two lowest performing shows.
Out of his mouth. Born. At 1 o'clock. The two lowest shows they have. They quit against. I understand Dynamite going to NXT a little bit better because Dynamite they've been doing for a long time. So, like, that's like their main show. Two-hour show. And you know, NXT went to, you know, Tuesdays after that. So, like, I get that. But, like, you deliberately making both your shows the same chapter change. Why couldn't you have Rampage on Friday? Was there, like...
There's no game.
Like, is there something... I don't really think there's nothing on Friday. Like, why couldn't... There's no games tonight on Friday. So why couldn't you keep that there on Friday? And then just had... I understand, because there's been times when collisions have been the same time as pay-per-views, but, like, you're, like, making this, oh, there's 3-day, you know, this three-hour of wrestling, professional wrestling. Literally, their pre-show starts at 7, and the rest of their show is going to be from 8 to 10, 10:30. You're going to be... Your show is going to be on the entire time during...
And that's going to be the thing, too, because here it is. Like, you really actually get to choose. And for most wrestling fans, casual or not, it's kind of a clear choice. It's Survivor Series. Like, what? What are we doing?
It's some people, and just like when I made a joke to... And me and Ken made a joke. I made a joke to Ken. Sometimes I forget Collision comes on Saturdays. Honestly.
Not facts.
So I, like, deliberately, not intentionally, don't watch it. I just... forget because it's a Saturday, and usually on Saturday I'm doing something or there's a pay-per-view on, so I forget about Collision, and I usually catch Collision a day or two later, so I'm not even gonna watch it when it comes on.
So how for my AEW? I ain't gonna hold you. I haven't watched AEW for a very, very long time. Don't get me wrong. They got some dope wrestling. They do got some, I gotta say that. And they do got, I like some people in the roster, but it's two reasons why I got turned off from it. The two reasons why I got turned off from it. One, the AEW fan base. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to say that, it's a lie. And the second reason, y'all talk about the man right now. You're saying, you know how I feel about this man. You know how I feel about
TK.
You know how I feel about TK.
How you feel about the big homie?
That man has been doing a lot, and just proved that the fact that he having two of your shows going against Survivor Series means that you're doing the most. Tony, why would you do that? So that's stupid. I'm sorry. I mean, Good Collision is on Saturdays. We get that. But why would you want to go against it? Smart thing.
And you know what? It's funny because it's actually not that bad because I understand him making What's Your Come at 7 versus he was a little smarter with that. Making What's Your Come at 7 versus making it at, you know, at 10. Mm-hmm. Because at least, like, even if you are a Collision person and you want to watch Collision, you can catch the end of the War Games match, the men's and War Game match. But still, like, what was the purpose of that?
Especially lately.
Here's what's going on in the psyche of that man, right? Tony Khan is tired of going on social media and people talking shit about his product, and he has a chip on his shoulder. You know what I'm saying? He got something to prove.
He's just trying to fall to the wall.
I'm saying, this is your company. Now, to be fair, it's his company.
Yeah.
He gonna do what he gonna do. But at the same time, with that chip on his shoulder and with the coke on his table, he got a lot. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, fuck it. Collision on Saturdays anyway. And plus, let's be real, WWE pay-per-views was originally on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then they moved to
Saturday. WWE been putting their shows on Saturdays lately.
Lately. This whole year it's been on Saturdays.
And it's been on Saturdays.
No, I get it. But let's be
the only time it was on Sunday was WrestleMania.
Yeah,
maybe. Well, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's Russell King. They
have 2 nights. And first of all, Tony Khan stopped putting his shows on Sundays. Cause I'm tired. I have to go to work.
I ain't gonna hold him. If he gonna do that, here's what he should do.
Be a 3-day weekend.
If he gonna move the shows, the pay-per-views from Sunday to a Saturday,
I like them a lot better.
Put Collision on like a pre-show. Right? And then
I wish I like what he did for the last pay-per-view when he had it on Fridays, even though it was the same time as SmackDown. But I don't know what else he can do.
You're
gonna have to make it like you said, a pre-show, make it like a 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then hit him with the main lineup.
That didn't make any sense.
At least make it like a Ring of Honor edition of Collision. Because you know Ring of Honor ain't gonna be on the main card. You know what I'm saying? And then have the main card be the main card. But there's no way your fans should be booking this better than you, sir. You're the owner.
That's a fact, because I'm not going to hold you.
Well, I will say that they do good with tournaments, because I do like this whole Continental Classic. Kind of reminds me like a mini G1 or a mini 5-star like they do in Stardom. So I do like it. And the people in this match, they got Brian and Andrade. But we knew Brian Andrade, we knew Eddie, and we knew who else? Mark was gonna be in it. Because they said it, I think, at Full Gear or before Full Gear, that they were gonna be in it. But they got killers in here, like Brody King, Claudio. They snuck in Daniel Garcia in there. We're just gonna eat the pen for everybody.
Like
Jay Lethal on the other side. Jay Lethal gonna do the same on the other side.
Yeah, he did against who was it? Swerve, I believe.
Yeah, we knew he was losing to Swerve. Like Mark Russell gonna get a win and I'm probably over Jay Lethal. Like we know. But I did not like this whole we got Jay, like the gold side is more unpredictable because there's so many people that can win out of that block. Like you got Swerve, Mox, and Jay White. Jay White only lost to our current champ, their current champ. So he hasn't lost to anybody else. So like any one of them can be win out that. We already know pretty much it's gonna be Brian Danielson. It's either gonna be Brian Danielson or Eddie. Honestly, that's gonna win out that block. I like Claudio too, but I don't like the fact that they put up the Ring of Honor and both his titles for the thing. Like, what was the purpose of that?
Yeah, it's not even going to matter at the end, provided that you don't make it to the final two.
You just lost both your titles for what?
Yeah, you want to be fair with that lineup? The way that lineup is set.
Did you know about this, Ken?
Well, about the tournament?
No, about how Eddie put up both his titles for the tournament.
Oh no, I did not know that. I know
about the tournament,
but I didn't know about the two titles though. No,
basically. Yeah, so Ace said that every time he has a match, they was going to be laying him out like that. I was thinking, like, he's just going to, every one of his matches is going to be a title match. Like, usually his matches are usually title matches because that's who Eddie is. Yeah. But they, like, literally, genuinely, like, the table has the Ring of Honor, the New Japan Strong title, and then the Continental title in the middle covered up on its table. So like, to me, I'm like, what? So it has to be somebody that's willing to go to all three of those to Japan, all of them are AEW, but you know, be willing to fight for all three brands. That's why I'm saying somebody like a Swerve Strickland would be good, who already been going to Japan and been to like other countries and stuff, I'm thinking like a Bryan Danielson or something like that, or. You know, somebody like that that's already kind of done all that, that's going to be willing to do that travel. So I don't know. So that's why I'm kind of thinking about winning. It's going to be somebody that's willing to make that travel to. But New Japan Strong don't always, they don't always go to, they usually be in the U.S., right?
Yeah, New Japan Strong is usually local. If you're talking about like the TV title or United Kingdom title, like Will Ospreay currently has.
They go to Japan usually, right?
Yeah. So that might be in the States.
But so maybe that's why he said that they put those two up. But still, like, so you got to do AEW, Ring of Honor, and you got to do New Japan Strong's stuff. That's a lot.
They talk about
WWE schedule is crazy. That's three different promotions schedule. Even though AEW and Ring of Honor.
That's like one person though. Everybody got to do the WWE schedule for the most part.
Right, but I'm saying one person doing all three of those schedules. Like you gonna go back and forth. That's gonna be that person ain't gonna have them titles for that long. Just to be real.
But before we get to the last question, like I said about Tony Khan, yeah, he's doing a lot, but if he continues to do what he's doing, he might sabotage his own company. You know, I
don't know. I might have to disagree with you with that. Even though you got a lot of detractors for AEW, there's a lot of fans, and they do.
You know, there's a lot of fans.
I don't dislike him. Decisions
is a little weird, but the match is
that's really what it is.
Hangman and Swerve death match they had last weekend.
Woo!
That was a banger.
I heard about it.
I was a little upset because I know why they pushed Swerve like that, but I kind of thought like Hangman was gonna get his comeuppance. I'm like, this boy just went into your house. He went to your house, looked over your child's crib, and you got choked by him. The logic to me was like, is there gonna be a part three?
Can't let them ancestors, boy, I tell you.
So, it has to be.
Yeah. But here's my last question, and this is going back to Survivor Series. You already know this thing is going around. I gotta have to ask it here because I wanna know how y'all feel about it. Me and Sam spoke about this when this man returned the first time. So I'm gonna ask about this again. Do y'all think CM Punk can come to Survivor Series?
Oh my god.
I had to ask about this.
I had a feeling, but I was hoping it ain't.
Because I want to say something else, but I'm gonna keep my mouth shut because I keep slipping.
The show about to end. Do you think?
Yeah, FCM Punk, man. Need to go somewhere else. Go retire or something. See, do too much. Like, he got into two backstage fights within one company. Like, bruh, what are you doing? It's embarrassing at this point.
Yeah.
You look crazy.
What about you, Sam?
I don't want to see him in WWE. I feel like we saw that already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he had, like, one of the best runs at that time that anyone could have until Roman came along and shattered that shit. But you know, before Roman, that was one of the top five runs we've seen in a long time. So for him to AEW, do his thing there, fuck that up there, and then now you want him to come back to W? Like no, like similar impact.
Like AEW was his chance to make a difference and to like really start over. I love that, right? It was like his startup point. But then he screwed that up the first time and lost his title that way, right?
Yeah.
Then you come back, which a lot of people didn't want him to come back anyway. Some people did, some people didn't. And you screw it up again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how many chances are we going to give you?
Yeah. How far about it? Because we had a conversation about CM Punk.
I still think we're gonna get a chance though.
Yeah. We had a conversation with CM Punk in 2021. I believe it was, we did a SummerSlam prediction. And we, and I want to, at the time, you said he would go AEW, and I want him to come back to WWE during this time. He went to AEW during this time. And I was happy for AEW during this time. 2 years later, and then everything went down. And now rumored that he want to come back to WWE. How I feel about him now going back to WWE? Honestly, yo, I'd rather him came back in 2021. At this point, it's too... I don't care about him coming right now. After everything he did, don't come to WWE messing up the vibe that they have right now. Because everything...
They're doing big things over there now.
I don't want you to come back. I agree with Sands. Go to Impact. Because TNA do want to see a Punk, though. So...
I heard that.
Yeah.
I don't want him to go there either.
I mean...
He's going to go away? They're going right back type something?
Yeah, I heard Impact would sign him. That's what I heard.
Then there you go. I'm going
to go ahead. Impact got the vibes now, too.
So, I hope not, though. I really hope not.
Yeah, like I'm legitimately, I love where Impact is right now, or TNA, because I feel like everybody has a story. There's, like, they always... legitimately have great matches. There's always a good backstage vibe there. Like, everybody gets along with everybody in that locker room. Like, you can see it.
That's a fact.
Even the women's, like, if you've seen a clip for when Scott D'Amore like said they were back, everybody's cheering and hugging each other in the backstage. Like, nobody's beefing. There's no drama. Everybody feels like they're part of the product. That's what I like about Impact and TNA, because like they really are family.
Yeah.
So that culture back there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just wish that.
And so I don't know. Yeah, but what about?
I just wish they had a bigger TV deal, though. That's
not facts. They need to bring back a better TV deal.
I would say the same thing. They would be doing so great if they had a TV deal.
I agree.
Oh, I do want to mention this. How does everybody feel about Will Ospreay going to AEW?
I wasn't surprised,
but I was kind of... I would have been happy wherever he went, but like he's been doing some TNA shows lately. Yeah. And he did the last few ones. Yeah. And he had like three killer matches. He had one with his last one. He had was with Josh Alexander. He had one with Mike Bailey, which does the matches with everybody. And then I'm trying to remember who was the first one he had on too. Who was the other person? I can't think who the person was. I'll go back and look at it later. But all matches were great. And he talks about, like, he had a whole promo. He talked about, like, when he had the last match with Mike Bailey, about how much what TNA meant for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how that was, like, what made him become a wrestler.
Oh, wow.
So it was, like, a baby. It was so cute. It was so, like, it was, like, a baby face promo. And it was kind of, like, really made me see him. You see him as this character, this over-the-top character. But it made you see him as a person and a fan first. So it was kind of nice to see him, like, just like most people, like, we all were like fans of that back then, you know. That was like how a lot of people became wrestling fans, was like TNA, just watch TNA. And especially he's like AJ Styles, the AJ Styles Daniels and Samoa Joe match was like the match that kind of made him like, I want to do this. So, like, that's what made me think, okay, maybe he'll go to TNA. But I was like, I think he won AEW. Because everybody was like, it's either him or Mercedes. And I said, I don't think she's coming. Yeah. And then somebody said Ronda was backstage. And he's like, oh, man, it's Ronda. I hope not. But she did have a match to Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I heard that too. Now I saw the post on Twitter about who the sign in. The key word was he is loved by AEW fans, and Will Ospreay did have a lot of matches in AEW, so that's why I knew was him off the bat. Mm-hmm. I didn't think with anybody else
I mean, I know that Sasha has friends in the backstage, but I mean, has friends backstage at AEW, so like, I could have seen it, on her coming, but I didn't think she would. I feel like she would have went back to WWE before she went to AEW. Because Sasha's big thing was her wrestling in Japan.
Yeah, and also...
That's the only thing she wanted to do. Other than working in WWE, was wrestling in Japan.
Yeah, also, did she have an issue with Sammy in AEW or something? Someone have a Sammy, her Sammy...
Yeah, there was something that happened on like on Twitter between her and
Sammy Guevara. Yeah,
but I ain't
Minute
since the
whole it was,
yeah.
And then I think that it was it wasn't her. It was I was thinking it was her, but no, it was Ember and Kiara Hogan had an issue too with the
hair thing. It was Kiara Hogan. It was Kiara. Yeah, it was Kiara.
Kiara Hogan.
Yeah, it was Kiara. Yeah. But now, since y'all mentioned that,
Kiara Hogan had an issue with her with the blue hair thing.
Yeah. I do remember that. But now, I got one more question now. Yeah. I got one more question now. How y'all feel about Ric Flair going to AEW?
It's a money bet. That's a money grab. Simple and plain. I hope y'all don't think by him signing that he's going to hop in the ring at like 95 years old.
He's not. He's just going to kind of just be there as an ear.
I hope not. I mean,
no, but like, you know, just like his knowledge of being in a wrestling ring, I don't think it's gonna be like a. And I think he partially wanted to be there for Sting to retire.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Plus, he's pushing.
He's legitimately his.
He's pushing his energy drink there too.
Yeah. But I do heard that Goldberg might be retired.
Oh, Sting retired.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just wanted for the Goldberg chance. Cause you know, everybody always like to get a Goldberg. And him bang his game the wall.
People or fatally injure more people.
Yes. Who else more he gonna injure? I just want to get a chance. I don't want him to do that. I just, you know, everybody's like, it's like the nostalgia part of it. It's like the Undertaker coming in the ring. Like, you don't want him to really wrestle. You just want them to see them scared. Just make somebody pee your pants, like, cause he just talks to you, like, basically tells you he's gonna kill you. So, you know, like, everybody has a tingle in it, in their, like, their hairs in the back of their neck come on when you hear that gong. You say, oh, okay. Stop the go down.
Yeah, that's fact.
It's like maybe it back in 2005,
right? Right.
That or it was a tag match, one of the two.
Yeah. But, you know, thank y'all for checking out this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman, Light Up Pocket, the Survivor Series War Games prediction. Thank you to the bro, Aaron Kitoxans. And thank you, Andrew, for coming on the show. And yeah, thank y'all for doing the prediction show, as always. Y'all already know. And we will be back for the Royal Rumble. But, of course, before y'all go, drop y'all social media where everybody can reach you. You know, saying you know the deal. Saying and you two drop your social media, drop with your podcast show as well.
Yeah, I gotta get on. So She Ain't Me 93 on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. And I have to get my podcast back up. It's been very hectic, but let's talk about it with Ange. So content is coming soon, hopefully. If it doesn't come in the next few months, hopefully 2024, I'll get it back up and running. That's my hope.
All right, there it goes. And Sans.
You already know what it is. You can follow me at Aaron Sans Premier. That's Aaron Sans Premier on Instagram. Link in the description. King Talk Sans on Good Pod and X, formerly known as Twitter. Link in the description. New episodes of King Talk. We are back. The setup is here. I am well prepared. We are ready to do this, son. We got the Thanksgiving episode special edition coming out. Also, we got that should be out now, actually.
I know.
depending on the time of the recording, it's out now. You already know what it is. Check that out. And check out our weekly episodes on Fridays. Don't want to miss that.
Yes, there you go. And thank y'all for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast. We're four Brooklyn dudes where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Molly Bell. And we talk many topics from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now, many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Life the Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, my returning guest, Aaron Kintuk Sands, one of the forefathers of the Premier Podcast and host of King Talk with Aaron Sands, back on the show. Also, thank you, Ange, for Let's Talk About It with Ange, back on the show as well. And check out both of their podcasts, and they both will be back for the Royal Rumble prediction episode. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sunday for the main series of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And every Thursday for Spin On Series Thursday, where we feature shows like a conversation about music podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Mr. Vanna B. Every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. And the Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show. 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Pod Chases, or y'all rate the show the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If you want me to guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast for the main series or any other spin-off series Thursday shows, send me an email about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, Ken_MrGentleman. I repeat, Ken, Ken_MrGentleman, GenTLEMAN, and we can set something up. Also, look out for a new season of the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Kintuk Sands, Star Rider Rod, Long Live the Chief Mighty Mel, January 24th, 2024. We have a new season of the Premier Boys Podcast, season 4 of the Premier Boys Podcast. If you want to support any of the others, Premier Powers, check out King Talk with Aaron Sands every Friday at 12 a.m. hosted by Aaron's King Talk Sands. Star Time Podcast hosted by the Star Rider Rod every Mondays. And Welcome to the Trilogy hosted by Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal coming soon. Support all of the Premier Power shows. And no Mr. Gentleman Like That shout out this week. We will be back on the next episode for Mr. Gentleman Like That shout outs. And of course, add me on Good Pods, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Get podcasted to many independent podcasters. We can rate each other's shows. We see what everybody listening to, and we have the charts. And during this time, it's time for the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. Due to the recording, we are number 4
for top 100 shows, and we are number 3 on the indie charts. For Friday and Culture, we got back to number 1. We've been number 1 for 2 days. Due to this recording, it's been 2 days. It might be 3. But even then, thank y'all for listening and supporting the gentleman like the podcast. It really means a lot. And yeah, just continue to rate, listen, and subscribe. And of course, y'all can check out the official Gentleman Like That Podcast website, www.realgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. You can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. You can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, the audio version, Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast TV, Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day, and many more. Check out every guest profile that's been on Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, all 63 guests that been on the show. Check out all my guest appearances. I have more coming real soon. And of course, check out the Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast merch store. Y'all can buy it on tpublic.com or through the website. Just search Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast store at tpublic.com. We have shirts, hoodie, masks, mugs, and many more. So support Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast merch store. And support the website www.realgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And thank y'all everybody for tuning in to the latest episode of The Gentleman Like That Podcast. Next week we have a new episode with special guest, host of the Geeky Dad Podcast. And yeah, and also Spin-Off Series Thursdays. We'll be back next Thursdays at 12 a.m. Thank you and have a good day. All night, we'll be listening to this episode.
This is Anthony from the Beautiful Feet Podcast, and you're listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this amazing show. Enjoy.